Okay, we are live in the Corner Lounge today with Tony Decker from Great Lakes Swimmers. You are playing tonight at the Southern with your full band.
Yes.
And I just have you here solo today. Thank you for coming in.
My pleasure.
And
thank you for having me.
Sorry for having to take a cab. We'll take care of that on the way home. You have a band of five, is that correct? Is that your current lineup?
Yes, we're a five-piece.
And can you tell me who's playing with you tonight?
Yeah, we have Eric Arneson playing banjo and guitar. Brett Higgins is playing upright bass. Greg Milson playing drums. Myself on vocals and guitar. And we have a violin player with us for this tour named Miranda Mulholland, who's going to be playing violin and singing backups.
Great. So you've got a full band tonight at the Southern, and there are two openers, I believe. Is that right?
I believe so, yeah. It's the Wooden Birds, who are from Austin, and Sharon Van Etten, who is from Brooklyn. Both amazing acts.
Great. Do you have any idea what time you're going on stage?
I don't know offhand, but 10 o'clock's probably a good guess.
Yeah, that sounds probably about right. Well, do you want to start off with a song for us?
Sure.
Okay.
This song is called Everything is Moving So Fast.
What sort of pressure and what kind of force must there have been to drive you here? Was it uplifting or was it deformed? Faulting and rifting, you folded. What does it feel like to fall in slow motion despite it all? There's no time to think it through. When we're connected over the blue,
Okay, thank you. That was Everything Is Moving So Fast from your new CD, Lost Channels. And I noticed that Serena Ryder Guest sings with you on that song.
Yeah, totally. We do a duet on that song.
Yeah, she's a recent favorite of The Corner. We've had her here in the studio recently, so that's
awesome.
Very cool. Noticed that. So I was asking you earlier about your band lineup, because I've noticed that it's changed over the course of years, because you've been around for a few years. Now, this is, your fourth full-length?
This is our fourth full-length, yeah.
So how are the lineup changes changing the sound of your band? Do they?
Well, I think it's kind of developed into something. It's kind of, Great Lake Swimmer started out as a solo project, and the first record was basically just guitar and voice, and... with some friends backing up, and it's kind of grown into a band. We pulled together a band for the live show, and then they started playing on the records. And with this last one, I think it's just a product of a really great chemistry between all the members.
Great. And so your new album, Lost Channels, you recorded that kind of in the middle of nowhere in Canada, a little bit, 10,000 Islands, is it called?
The Thousand Islands, yeah.
Thousand Islands. So it seems like you do that a lot, where you kind of go to these really remote places to record. What's the benefit of doing that for you?
Well, it's become a pretty important part of the creative process, going out into these locations and sort of, in a recording sense, trying to capture the definitive take of the song. And I think that, recording in places that are charged with a certain kind of energy, I think really draws out a really kind of great performance out of all the musicians. And it really adds something sonically to the songs as well, having a very distinct room sound. So
right. And where you recorded this wasn't a proper recording studio either. They were found spaces, right?
Exactly, yeah. And in some cases we had to hire a boat captain to get us onto some of these islands in the Thousand Islands region, which, if you don't know where it is, it's basically where Lake Ontario empties out into the St. Lawrence River. There's a roughly 2,000 islands that kind of span across this part of the river, and we were able to collaborate with a historian and an aerial photographer there named Ian Korstein, and he pointed us in the direction of some really interesting spaces there.
Yeah, and there's photographs from him on your website. There's a link to.
I'm sure there is. Yeah.
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 There is.
Yeah.
Well, will you do another song?
Sure.
Okay.
Sure.
What are you going to do this time?
This song is called "Pulling on a Line."
Great.
The line runs through like a train in a book, or meters underwater ending with a hook. It sways in the air when there's wind enough to. Our boundaries when there is a rift. I'm just pulling on a line, oh, I'm just pulling on a line. I'm just pulling on a line, sometimes it pulls on me. The line, it inks across the freshly fallen snow, where only those embracing coldness would go. It whistles and it whispers and sometimes it howls. It sings to me sweetly from trees and in vowels. I'm just pulling on a line, oh, I'm just pulling on a line. Just pulling on a line, sometimes it pulls on me. Fabric so true and flow. flows just like the river, graceful and blue. I'm just pulling on a line, oh, I'm just pulling on a line. I'm just pulling on a line, sometimes it pulls on me.
That's Tony Decker from Great Lake Swimmers in the Corner Lounge. Today's show is tonight at the Southern. So you've listed people like Neil Young and especially Leonard Cohen as your major influences, and I couldn't help but notice that they're both Canadian. Is there a Canadian sound, and do you think you fit into it?
I'm not sure that there is a Canadian sound. I mean, I think that I like to think that, you know, that the sounds come through, and that I'm speaking from, you know, a Canadian standpoint. I think that that's just in my subconscious, kind of, to be that way. But I think that, you know, with any good music, I don't think it's about borders. You know?
Right. Well, in the liner notes from your CD, you thank the Department of Canadian Heritage and the Canadian private radio broadcasters. Do you get some sort of like?
Can I see that?
Really? In the very bottom. Is there some sort of like funding that you get?
There was a little bit of funding on this one that helped us out to help us make the record it was like a grant program.
Okay, so you have to apply for a grant.
Yeah, it's very tenuous and it's very difficult to get. But every once in a while they help us out. So
what's the process like for that? What are you applying for?
You have to fill out an application the size of a book.
Yeah.
And cross your fingers.
And prove that you're like actually making a record and putting it towards making art.
Yeah.
Cool.
And it's not really easy to come by, but it's nice when it comes through because it really helps a lot.
Yeah, that's great. I'm sure we have something sort of similar to that. I don't think it's a federal level in the States. So that's really great that you have that. One other thing, on NBC's Brian Williams, the anchor, you were on his show. It's a segment that he calls Bri Tunes, which I think is hilarious. Was that set up by your record company, or is he just a fan and found you?
Yeah, he's just a fan. He really gravitated towards some of our music from the last record, and I happened to be having a little bit of downtime right around that time, and his producers got in contact with us and said, "Would you like to do this interview?" And the timing was really good. So, you know, within a couple of weeks of him hearing us and kind of like wanting to have us on his show on the Bri Tunes thing, you know, there I was doing an interview with him in 30 Rock in New York at the Saturday Night Live studios. That's
cool.
Where we recorded it. So
yeah. So many places to find new music these days.
Yeah.
Who knew that Brian Williams would be one of them?
Well, yeah, you never know, too. You never know, like, when you write a song like that, like the song, or, you know, like an album like that, you never know who's going to listen to it and what they're going to get from it. And he's definitely a person with a very unique perspective, and it was interesting to hear his take on you know, what it meant to him.
Yeah, that's cool. He seems like he's got pretty good taste, actually.
I agree.
Well, will you do one more song for us?
Sure.
What are you going to do?
I'm going to do a song called Concrete Heart.
This was the center of the world for me once, where I saw I love you all over the place. That was where the stones played once. These are the bricks that shattered my heart. This is the place where I felt like the world's tallest self-supporting tower. And least for a little while anyway. Hiding out in the subway system, hanging out in the library system, you made me feel like a harbor. You made me feel like a fortress. This is the place where I felt like the world's tallest self-supporting tower. Or maybe number two. At least for a little while anyway.
Lovely. Thank you for that. That's Tony Decker from the Great Lake Swimmers playing tonight at the Southern. So I've noticed that your touring schedule, you play just about every day.
Pretty much. Yeah.
Through what, the end of November?
Pretty much. Yeah. I'm going to be, after this U.S. tour, we're going over to Europe to play for about 3 weeks. So.
Cool.
So we're pretty busy until Christmas, actually.
Yeah, and then what, you take some time off for the holidays, I imagine. And
yeah.
Then, any plans from there?
Well, we're playing some shows on the West Coast in the new year, but they're not confirmed yet, so we're still working on that.
Wait and see.
Wait and see, yep. And, you know, and then hopefully take some time, some downtime to like, work on new songs.
Right. Well, you got to take some vacation time so that you can write new songs, so.
Yes.
Cool. Well, again, the show is tonight at the Southern. What's the ultimate direction for the band? What are you looking to accomplish with this band?
Well, I kind of see it as, you know, taking the sort of traditional tools of folk music and sort of infusing them with like a DIY or a sort of an indie sensibility. And every one of us has great respect for traditional music in the band, but I wouldn't necessarily say that we play traditional music. I think that it's kind of like indie folk, or, you know, mm-hmm. it's kind of coming at it from like more of like the punk rock or the DIY perspective, where, you know, if you know how to play three chords and you have something to say, then, you know, the onus is on you to sort of like step up. And I think that it's that kind of sort of perspective that sort of informs our music, I think.
Great. Well, if you would like to hear what that's all about, we have two pairs of tickets for tonight's show. So we will take callers number 4 and number 5 at 970-1061. And doors open at about 8 tonight, it sounds like, and you think you're going on probably about 10 o'clock.
Sounds about right.
Okay, yeah. Well, call in and win those tickets. Thanks again, Tony.
Thank you for having me.